Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so she wants to know if she's a jerk for continuing to work with a male trainer, even though her husband is not a fan of it.
Oh, Lord.
A personal trainer at the gym.
Okay.
He doesn't want to work in with a male trainer.
I got to hear it because I'm already judging.
Hey, Allie and DZ. I'm a 31-year-old woman. I've been married for about 5 years. My husband and I have 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've always enjoyed working out. It relieves my stress and it helps maintain my weight. I gained some this summer, so I decided I was going to hire a trainer at the gym to give me a boost.
Bet.
My husband was supportive of the idea until I told him the trainer I hired was a man.
Mm-hmm.
He said he doesn't want me working with the man. He doesn't trust the man. He trusts me. And I feel like he's being ridiculous and immature. I'm expecting nothing but professionalism from this trainer.
Like you should.
Am I the jerk for ignoring my husband and continuing to work with a male trainer?
Okay. Okay.
Let's give him a name.
Paul.
No, a woman wrote it. So, okay.
Paula.
Paula. Paula, say less. Paula is
personal trainer Paula.
Paula. Paula with the personal trainer.
Paula with the personal
Paula
trainer.
Paula with the personal trainer.
Paula with the personal trainer.
Is she the jerk for continuing to work with a male trainer, even though her husband is not a fan of this? She's going to the gym. She gained a little weight. She said, you know, I just need a little boost. I'm going to hire someone to help me. I get that. My trainer gives me a boost.
Mm-hmm. My trainer gives me a boost.
I mean, I work with a female, but I don't care. I've worked with men, too.
It's all
professional.
I could work with anybody. And it is professionalism, I think.
But how many people do you see start having affairs the gym or blah, blah, blah? I mean, it happens all over the place.
Not just at the gym, anywhere.
But it does happen.
Let me say two things.
You're
man.
In tight clothes. You're moving around. You're physical.
You're bending elbows.
Endorphins and blah, da, da.
Yada, yada. Let me say two things real quick.
Yeah.
One, I think there's an insecurity thing that, you know, a lot of people do tend to have, which I unfortunately don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or fortunately don't.
Yeah.
I just talked to my wife the other day about how, you know, getting back into the gym. She's like, yeah, sometimes going to the Princeton Club, it's a big space. There's up, there's down, there's around, there's everywhere, and you get a little overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Jeremy about it and went, hey, you know, my wife said, mentioned she gets a little overwhelmed. Without missing a beat, he said, bruh, tell her to hit me up.
Yeah.
I could do a session with her or something, get her through, give her a couple workouts, help her out. I thought that was such a great idea.
Yeah, you didn't think, oh
but you're a man.
I don't want her working with a male. But you know Jeremy.
I know Jeremy.
And you know everything about him. Her husband doesn't know anything about this gym. It sounds like he doesn't know the trainer.
Fair.
I'm assuming. And he has an issue with it. So now he's giving her a hard time because he doesn't want her working with a male trainer.
Even if I didn't know the trainer, you can't have that much self-doubt and lack of confidence.
I mean, your wife is going to interact with men all over the place. And so what are you going to do? Granted, it's not in this intimate setting. I mean, my trainer and I, we've got to know each other pretty well.
You can create an intimate setting out of anything, though,
true,
right? Whether it be work, whether it be working
haircuts,
out, whether it be just going to the bar. Man, you could make a grocery experience an intimate setting. Mm. Oh, we met in the produce aisle.
I bought so many groceries. I talked to the cashier for half an hour.
You know what I mean? Like, you can romanticize almost anything. I also will say this. I have people in my life, not friends, people that I know that have worked as personal trainers,
yeah,
have also ruined households.
I agree with that. I know people as well.
You know what I mean?
So you have to pick the right ones.
You got to pick the right ones. So I do see where this male, man, husband, person, partner is coming from going, makes me a little uncomfortable.
It might depend on the vibe of the gym, because we've been a part of a lot of gyms, mm-hmm, and Princeton Club is more family oriented.
That part.
And some are more, let's be real, I'm going to set up my camera and I'm 20 and I'm a meathead and here we go.
And it's a lot of
vibes.
Quote-unquote attractive
they're
people.
Different vibes.
Different
100%,
vibes.
100%, depending on the... There are some gyms that are more family-oriented and some not.
Some are family-friendly, some are flirty-friendly.
That's fair.
What gym is your girl going to?
Yeah.
Is she at the... is she at the CrossFit gym where everybody got a six-pack and nobody got a shirt on?
I wish.
Well,
all right,
maybe she's wishing too.
You're right. 414-533-1037. So... This is wild.
This is wild.
Her husband does not want her working out with a male trainer. She wants to know if she's the jerk for continuing to work with him. Paula with the personal trainer. Is she the jerk? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Paula with the personal trainer wants to know if she's a jerk for hiring a male trainer and ignoring her husband when he gets upset that she's working with a male trainer. She said, I gained a little weight. I wanted a little boost. Now my husband was all for it until he found out it was a guy.
Dude's probably big attractive. Saw the trainer one time and was like, that's the dude you're working with? That man, oh my goodness.
Let me say, as someone who's worked with many personal trainers over the years, a lot of personal trainers, it blows my mind when you sit down and start talking to them, came from a place where they were overweight or not fit or whatever. And
sure,
that was what incurred that Jillian from The Biggest Loser. I know, weird thing to bring up with the documentary, but that perfect. These people were
She's
bigger.
Still a personal trainer.
That's what motivated them to get into fitness. Mm-hmm. They're just like us.
They're just like us. No, genuinely. And now they've made a change and they're helping other people.
Yeah.
Change doesn't mean they're a good person.
No, it does not.
But does
no,
that mean does that not. Your partner is gonna up and leave you or disrespect the sanctity of your marriage by cheating or whatever? Oof. Nah, man.
Well, let's go to Lisa in Sheboygan. She was like, what the Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. All right, so is Paula a jerk for ignoring her husband and continuing to work with the male trainer?
No. And I don't think the word, like, ignore is really appropriate either, because that does sound negative. I think it's more or less like, I think you read in the statement, like, that he trusts her. So if he trusts her that she's not going to let anything romantic happen.
Matter. Correct.
Right. Then he should also trust the fact that if something does cross the mm-hmm. line on that trainer side, that she'll make the decision like, nope, I need to move on from you because you're not
Lisa,
appropriate, right?
This is why that line never works when people say, well, I don't trust other people, but I trust you. Well, then if you trusted that person, you wouldn't be concerned about what they're going to do. And you know that they would push off anyone hitting on them. So that line is garbage.
Because the mistrust in the rest of the world is going to be there, regardless.
No matter what, you're going to have temptations.
Yep. You're going to have people coming up to you, whatever. But if you're comfortable with your life and your partner, you should be solid.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
and
Lisa,
like, is her gynecologist a male? Like, is she going to have to ditch her gynecologist?
I don't wanna know.
Do you know
Honestly,
what
though,
I mean? Like,
fair enough.
It begets the question. Now,
the
is there a problem
question.
With any male in your life that may have something to do with your health or well-being? You can't work with any males in any setting.
He doesn't want her spending a long amount of time with a guy,
I guess. This is high school energy going, I don't want you talking to the opposite sex.
Speaking of,
I kind of want to know how old they are, too.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Doesn't it, no,
didn't
it
say in the beginning?
I think it does matter.
31? 31.
They've been married for 5 years.
That part. Okay,
they have two kids.
They got two babies. They've been married at least 5 years now.
Did you think I was going to say they were younger, Lisa?
Yeah.
No, really insecurity doesn't have an age, honey.
No. I'm not saying that, but like sometimes I think even from like the male side of it, I don't know, obviously, but I think like they become a little bit more comfortable as like the years progress, right? But I think something new, they're more possessive.
So that's
why I was thinking like if they're younger, but
nah. Fresh marriage.
Well,
but
the good
news
is there's a guy on the phone next.
Ooh, okay, Lisa.
Oh boy.
Kicks it off. Not the jerk.
Bye, Lisa.
Not the jerk. Bye.
Appreciate you. Love. Bye.
Well, let's go to TJ in Milwaukee because I don't think he agrees with Lisa. Hi, TJ.
TJ, morning.
Hey. It's CJ, but
CJ.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you right, CJ.
Hey man,
welcome.
C's and T's, they sound similar on the phone. What up, CJ?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? I think she's a jerk for not respecting her man's wishes, man.
Okay.
Go on.
He has his reasons for saying not to do it. He might see his woman in a way that she's like very attractive, or you know, a lot of men might be tempted to talk to her or want her. You know, when you're working out with someone, you're kind of close. You're in a personal space. You're in that bubble.
You're up on them. Yeah, you are up on. You got to spot them when they're squatting. Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah, so, you know, we live in a world of 2025 now. Let's be real. A lot of people their eyes do all the work.
Yeah, fair.
And, hey.
We are very, very vain as a society. You're not wrong.
I'm following what he said.
You get kind of close, you know. After a while, she might want to give in. She might get comfortable. When a woman gets comfortable,
now you're jumping to conclusions. Now you're assuming they're going to fall in love. I mean, chill out.
He's saying it could evolve.
Well, so could it with her coworker if she has one that's a guy.
But that's where Lisa comes back in and goes, listen, that's where your trust in your partner has to be solid 100 because, yeah the world is going to be tempting. And if that trainer is to come up to you and go, hey, baby girl, we've been working together for a couple months now. We've gotten to know each other well. Nah, that's when she goes, ew, I'm married. Yeah. Stupid, what are you talking about? You're no longer my trainer, obviously.
Yeah.
Bye. If she don't do that,
it could go either way.
Either
way, but you never know. And then life experiences, if a woman gets comfortable with a man, she gets more friendly. You never know where it could go. It could be an exchange of numbers. It could be text here and there.
Yeah, same in reverse.
And let me tell you something. You know, with the people I know that have ended up in these scenarios where they end up screwing around, they're looking for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another issue between the husband and wife that have nothing to do with us. So
which
if you need attention, go talk to your spouse, okay?
Ding, 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 ding.
Don't get it from somebody else.
But
yeah.
CJ's going, your husband expressed his discomfort and his distaste.
And you don't care what his wishes are. But
boom.
I think he sounds controlling, CJ. That's what
bit.
I think.
A little bit.
Not controlling.
Yes.
More so, hey, I have a problem with this. Can we like try to find a way around it? What works for both of us? Or not meet this trainer?
Okay.
Come to a session with this trainer.
Now we're working on solutions.
Well? Now you're really being controlled. Now you want to show up?
Now
like
you want to be
dad?
There? Now you want to spot the spotter?
CJ, no. Goodbye.
Right on.
We appreciate you,
love
man.
You,
spot
CJ.
The spotter. Later, man. He's spotting
He's
the spotter.
That'd be actually funny. He's standing behind the trainer waiting.
He said, you spot her.
No,
I'm going to spot you, big dog.
Yeah,
no,
you
I'm
next.
Behind you now. I'm whispering sweet nothings in your ear.
Paulina's in Milwaukee. Last but not least, she's got her own theme song from Colin 5 days in a row. Paulina has spent a lot of time at the gym recently. She was a part of the Biggest Loser at the Princeton Club.
She's active.
Paulina, you know gym culture these days. What up?
Yeah.
Yes.
And when I started at the Princeton Club, I got myself a personal trainer. I just thought this was silly because, I mean, my personal trainer, once again, I think it also matters, like, what the age is. Like, does he even know? Did he even bother asking? Because, like, my personal trainer was, like, almost twice my age, and he was awesome, though.
I was going to say, was it a guy or a girl? You had a guy.
It was a man. Yeah, it was a man, and he was, like, twice my age,
well,
and he was married and a really nice guy, and I'm like, it's just crazy.
True.
I think that he's just being really insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And also, another thing that matters is a lot of gyms don't have a lot of personal trainers with a lot of time
options.
Because there's so many people. So you got to go with
who you your can
schedule.
Get. Yep.
So
that's
maybe
right.
That guy was the one that fit the only time slot she had in the
True.
Day. So, I mean,
or he was
I
the
think
one
she
that,
just needs
that...
to have a conversation with him because he's. And he said he trusts her. So if you trust her, then there shouldn't be an issue.
That should be it.
Which means he doesn't trust her.
So you're saying not the jerk.
Right. Not the jerk. Nope.
Perfect.
I agree, obviously.
I mean, yeah, obviously I agree too, you know? Yeah. Like, I see the logic behind why the man would go, maybe not. But like Paulina was just saying, maybe the trainer's married. You don't know nothing about him. Didn't write enough to give us context.
That's
maybe
true.
They've got a whole family. Maybe it's double, triple the age.
And you know what? It shouldn't even matter if the trainer's married or not, because she's married.
She's
and
married.
She's saying, this is ridiculous.
But the guy's worry feels unwarranted.
Yeah.
Even in a warranted world where the wildest things can happen, it seems a little controlling. It seems a little insecure.
Because it's okay to say, well, this makes me uncomfortable. But then if you get to the point where, you can't work with someone of the opposite sex.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now that feels controlling.
That's literally being told.
Whatever.
You can't talk to somebody of the opposite sex.
Weird.
Keep your eyes down.
It's
that's
weird.
High school, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
All right, Paulina, love you. Thanks for calling.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Not the jerk. We're working with the male trainer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
There's artificial intelligence. Then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.